WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. That was Welcome to Paradise by Green Day. And welcome to the Monday Morning Show. Boo, boo, boo. All on 90.7 The Capstone. Your voice of University of Alabama. I love saying that. That's always so fun. We'll get right into the morning show. As always, Monday morning is going to be a chill morning. Trying to get everyone back on schedule after the weekend, you know, all those good things. But we have a whole bunch of stuff coming up for you today. Sorry, I'm a little slow today, but it's okay. So we're gonna get back to the music right now, and then you'll hear more from me on the morning show on 90.7 The Capstone. And we have Baltimore Blues #1 by Deer Tick, all for your enjoyment.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hope you stay a little bit dry if you can. It's probably going to be all day thing, so just kind of prepare for it. So sorry about the weather, but we can't control it, you know, all those things. I normally, what I do is I throw this, like, I put the hood on my head, but I have, like, my backpack on, so it's, like, covering my backpack, and then I have my umbrella. Yeah, so that's always fun. It's not fun. So definitely bring your weather-appropriate attire and gear, all that fun things. And so we'll get back to the music right now with Paid Late by The Chats, all on your Monday morning show and 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Wait For It by Salute, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show. Woo, woo, woo. Very fun, very fun. Courtesy of Bama Life, I have a little joke to share for today's reasons to celebrate. How do seahorses get around? They scallop. You know, like gallop, but a scallop, you know? Yeah.
Thank you,
Bama. Yeah, that was very funny. The reason for that little corny joke, it's World Aquatic Animal Day today. And so that entails just appreciating aquatic animals, I guess. Very fun. Obviously, humans can't live underwater. Well, I guess just yet. It may happen. I don't know. But, they do have, like, Airbnbs that are underwater and, like, hotel stuff that's underwater.
The ones that are, like, glass.
Yeah.
I want to stay with it.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. But I would always be scared it, like, pop. Yeah. And, like, gush water on me and just, like, drown me. Especially in my sleep. Oh my goodness, that's terrifying to think of. Yeah, maybe we don't. But apparently it was created in 2020. Oh, so it's a recent holiday. Okay. It was created by folks over at Animal Law Clinic in the Lewis and Clark Law School, which is in Portland, Oregon, which makes sense. Not the West Coast, like, bringing attention, but they are wanting to bring attention to the importance of aquatic animals in our societies and ecosystems. A lot of them are at risk, given our habits and behavior, aka pollution, but it's okay. But you can celebrate a whole bunch of creatures today, such as mollusks, crustaceans, aquatic birds, which...
Oh.
What is an aquatic bird?
Are those, like, birds that, like, eat fish and stuff?
Well...
Rely on the ocean or something?
Maybe. But it's aquatic birds, starfish, coral, aquatic insects, amphibians, marine animals, reptiles, and anything else you can think of that goes into the sea. Or just any body of water, basically, I guess. Let's look up what is aquatic bird. Because I've never heard of that.
Seagulls.
Yeah, I watched it just be a seagull. I can't pull it up. Why is it not working? Aquatic birds. Let's... see. It's a water bird. Cool. That's so helpful. Oh, it's just a bird that lives on or around water. So literally like ducks, geese.
That makes so much sense.
Like,
swans.
Yeah. And then like the herons and stuff, you know, like the long beak stuff. Here are some representative species. The great blue heron. I don't know how to say half of these names, so I don't want to say them. But it's a whole bunch of ducks. Or at least it looks like ducks. Pelicans are an aquatic bird. Which, yeah, I guess so. Oh, and a penguin. I didn't even think about that.
I don't think of half of these. I feel really
good. Yeah.
This is on air, Chase. That's fun.
Well, we learn something new every single day.
Reading the internet.
Yeah. So, if you are a fan of aquatic animals, today's your day. And you can bug people about it if you want. I give you permission. So we'll get back to the music here. So we're going kind of a different direction. Instead of the sea, we're going to the mountains with Misty Mountain Hop by Led Zeppelin, my favorite, all on our Monday morning show and 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The stairs at my grandparents' house are like kind of wrong built, basically. So you know like how the actual step when you put your foot down is like about the size of your foot,
yeah.
But then the like parallel to the ground, or not perpendicular to the ground one, is a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
So basically it's the opposite way at my grandparents' house. And I was like 3 or something. And my mom was walking down the stairs with me, you know, like calling like a child, you know. And she missed one of the steps and did a split and messed up her knee and I don't know exactly what happened, but something happened where she tore one of the ligaments, I think. I think that was the problem, basically. But yeah, so my mom has been in wheelchair basketball for a little bit. So that was not cool, but you know, like cool at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, fun little tidbit of my life. But that means as we get into April, because today is April the 3rd, that means March Madness ends this week.
It's today at like 8:20.
Oh, dang. Okay, so we're ending today. So who's in the finals?
Are SDSU and UConn, right?
Yes, yes. So this is like the end all game, right?
Yeah, this is the
That's intense.
I'm still not over the SDSU Alabama game. I was actually crying.
Yeah.
It was horrible. All of my family went to SDSU and they were here in town and I was so excited for it. I got a little bit of cocky though and I was like, I can't beat you guys in the
game. Yeah.
We'll never get over it.
Yeah, that was not a fun day for us. If we want to be reminded, back on March 24th, Alabama as number one seed, which that's another thing. Yeah. Like they were, San Diego was five and we were one. Like I know it's not technically like it's saying something, but it's not actually saying something that moves all the time. Like it's not stationary, you know, but so we did lose 71-64.
That's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Still getting messages from people back home.
Like, oh, what happened? Yeah, I honestly don't know what happened. I was watching the end of it and I just got really sad.
Yeah.
It was a sad day. We were all at Lusa, actually. The,
Oh, is that like
the brew place or whatever?
I think the teacher was talking about how he goes.
Yeah. It's fun. Lusa's very fun. Because it's like a bar, but it's not total bar atmosphere. It's more like a lounge.
I went there like 3 years ago when my sister graduated from here.
Oh.
I've not been back since because I'm not 21.
Mm. Well, how'd you go in the first time? You just went in with her, you know, and just hung out.
My parents were there too.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be.
Yeah, you don't have to be 21 to get in, but.
I just don't really have a reason to get
there. Yeah. But it's very fun. You can actually check out a Wii remote and play the Wii in the arcade room.
Wow.
Yeah. But you have to turn in your ID to get the Wii remote, which is like fair. You know, it's like switchy, you know, like we got something of yours, so I'll give you more of a reason to give you back our thing, you know.
We need your ID too.
Yeah, that's like something really important, you know. So we're gonna go back to something else that's really important, aka the music. So on our Monday morning show, we are going to have Fireside by Arctic Monkeys playing on 90.7 The Capstone. Your voice.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So, all right, we're recording, so perfect. We're gonna do some cross publication, pollination. I can't remember exactly the word that we normally use, but we are going to look at some Crimson White articles. So if you haven't already noticed, there is a new pizza place on the strip called The Standard. And apparently they can't keep the dough ready enough for people coming in, according to CW, which surprises me because we have like 26 pizza places.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they're like a little special, you know.
We don't have any on the strip, do we?
I don't know if we have that many on the strip. Oh, well, that's what it is. So the Standard is now open with plans of regular hours from Tuesday to Sunday, 11 to 2 a.m. So it is going to be a young person, very fun acquired place where they can get pizza and stuff.
Not open during the day, though.
Well, it's 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. So it's like
all day.
Yeah. Really? All good. So if you are wanting to try out the new pizza and wing place / I think they also, yeah, they newly acquired their liquor license. So you can also buy drinks as well. According to CW, it says that the owner is eager to hire more students and is hoping to double his employees, which is currently 37. How do you, what do you need 60 employees?
70, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're not even open on Mondays either.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, if you're looking for an application, that can be found on the article as well. It is linked on there.
Horrible.
Yeah, like that seems a little something. I don't know. But
well, if they need that many employees, and they're probably expecting it to be really busy.
Yeah, that's probably it. So they actually asked a couple of students what they would rate the standard on 1 to 5, with a lot of people saying 4s, as the pizza is delicious, but the wait is ridiculous, which
that's
is fair. Yeah. Another one who says also a 4, it is not too filling, but it has a great flavor, or a good flavor and sauce ratio. But the style of how it's cooked and prepared sometimes gives a burnt flavor that I really don't enjoy. Okay, maybe they don't really like the standard that much.
And they gave it a 4?
Yeah, but they gave it a 4. I don't know. Maybe they just, like, had one burnt pizza, you know?
Just trying to be
right. Yeah. But the person who rated it a 5 was saying that's because of the big single slices. So I'm assuming you can get, he said, you can get one big slice for a minimum of $3.50 or a max of $5 if you want the specialty slice. He said, when I found out the standard was coming to the Strip, I was so happy because a pizza place was the last thing on the Strip that we needed to feel complete. Yes, sure. Even though we have, like, heat, like, right down the road.
It's so fun too.
Yeah. So, if you want to check out that new pizza place on the Strip, you totally can. It's called The Standard. And it will be open Tuesday at 11, or Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. So, it'd be a very late night pizza if you want. But if you want to read the article as well, you can find it on thecrimsonwhite.com. Or just in the print as well, by chance. So we will get back to music now, with Wonderful Time, but certainly so, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your Monday morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I guess this is the end of the Monday morning show, sadly. We look forward to listening to y'all or hearing from y'all later if you do. I don't know what I'm saying, honestly. We will be chilling the rest of the day, I think. You got any classes?
I have two public speaking and GCM 212.
That ought to be fun.
Public speaking is actually the bane of my existence.
Yeah. I didn't really like public speaking, in my opinion.
I don't even know why I did it, because it's, like, not required for my major anymore. But my advisor was like, just keep it. And I was like, okay, mistake.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
at least she like got something out of it, you know, like a little bit of fun.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. Yeah. Well, I guess that will be it for us. Be sure to check out any Instagram posts that we post later on today. You'll get to see some fun little quirky things I've been editing while off air. They look horrendous, but it's fine.
It's cute.
Yeah. You know, it's fun, you know. So I hope everyone has a great day and stay safe in the rain and all those good things. So we will get back to the music with A Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, all on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.